Monday. That's your weather.
Thanks, Louise. Now it's time for the shipping bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Saturday, the 4th of April. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Biscay, Trafalgar and Bailey. The general synopsis at midnight. Low 200 miles west of Seoul, 1006, expected Cromarty, 977, by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. West 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. North Utsira, South Utsira. Westerly, backing southerly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9 later. Showers, moderate. Forties, Cromarty 4th. West backing southeast 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic gale 8 to storm 10 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. West 6, backing southeast 7, veering west or southwest 7 to severe gale 9 later, perhaps storm 10 later. Showers, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, southeast, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, fair, good. South Fitzroy, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in the north. Showers, good. North Fitzroy, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 5 later. Showers, good. Seoul, southwest veering west 7 to severe gale 9, rain, poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later in Irish Sea, veering west 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, rain, poor. Rockall, variable 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, but 6 to gale 8 in the far southeast. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, west 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, west 4 to 6, becoming variable 4 for a time. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle Faroes, west 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later in Fair Isle. Rain or wintry showers, moderate or poor. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west 3, 16 miles, 1008, now falling. Stornoway, southwest 3, recent precipitation, more than 38 miles, 1005, now falling. Lerwick, west by north 6, 16 miles, 996, rising. Lucas, west-southwest 4, 27 miles, 1008, rising more slowly. Bridlington, southwest by west 3, 1013, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest 5, 2 miles, 1017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 5, 2 miles, 1018. Jersey, southwest by west 4, slight drizzle, 1000 metres, 1020, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 1019. Scilly Automatic, southwest 5, recent drizzle, 2 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast by east 2, slight rain, 5 miles, 1010, falling quickly. Ronald's Way, west-southwest 2, 19 miles, 1012, now falling. And Malinhead, southwest 4, recent rain, 24 miles, 1010, now falling. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a rapidly deepening Atlantic low will move northeast across northern parts of the British Isles on Saturday and Saturday night, bringing a spell of wet and very windy weather to all areas, with gales or severe gales to most waters, and perhaps storm force winds to some northern waters on Saturday night. Strong westerly winds will bring further showers on Sunday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly 4 to 6, backing easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, then northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9 later, perhaps storm 10 later in the east. Wintry showers, rain or sleet for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 4 or 5, backing southeast 5 to 7, veering west or northwest 7 to severe gale 9 later, perhaps storm 10 later. Rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 4 or 5, backing south or southeast 5 to 7, veering southwest 7 to severe gale 9, then west 5 to 7 later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 3 to 5, backing south or southeast 5 to 7, veering west or southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly 3 or 4, backing southerly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly 6 to gale 8 later. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional drizzle, squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Occasional drizzle, squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering west 6 or 7 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, then squally showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, veering west 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, then squally showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southerly 7 to severe gale 9, then westerly 6 to gale 8 later, decreasing 3 to 5 later in the north. Occasional rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 3 or 4, backing south or southeast 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later, veering west 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. The Isle of Man. Southwest 3 or 4, backing south or southeast 6 or 7, increasing gale 8 or severe gale 9, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Lochfall to Carlingford Loch. Southwest 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, then west 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, then westerly 3 to 5 later. Showers, rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, then west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Wintry showers, rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 4 to 6, backing northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in the south, then backing westerly 5 to 7 later. Wintry showers, rain or sleet for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles, west 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then north or northwest 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later, wintry showers at first, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now it's time for prayer for the day with David Walker.
Good morning. Each day, today and next week, my inspirations for prayer will come from one of the biblical characters who was profoundly changed by the death and resurrection of Jesus. For Gaius, a career Roman centurion, first century Palestine was not the assignment he might have hoped for. Little chance for the plunder that followed military victories. Just constant vigilance against a truculent local population, with their alien religion and propensity to rebel unexpectedly. And of course there was a regular task of keeping order during public punishments, not least crucifixions. But yesterday had been different. The man on the middle cross, the one who'd apparently claimed to be king of the Jews, had gone to his death not pleading or cursing like any ordinary terrorist or criminal, but petitioning his God to forgive his killers. The words had come from Gaius's mouth involuntarily. Truly this man was a son of God. He prayed nobody had heard his utterance. To be found ascribing the status to a convicted terrorist, normally reserved for emperors, might consign him to this provincial backwater for the rest of his career. But now, on this Saturday morning, when he could relax in the assurance that the Jews would be focused on their Sabbath religious rituals, the words that had sprung from his lips kept coming back. What would it mean if this strange convict was indeed of divine blood? Maybe a few more years here would give him opportunity to reflect on his unexpected assertion. Today, as we await the joy of Easter, I pray that, like that perplexed